It's August 27th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Lila Ledesma, here with Ali Powell for your daily news roundup. Adam's away this week. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin's options market, cyber attacks in New Zealand, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Crypto.com, Bitstamp, and Nexo.io. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin prices were down early Thursday along with European stocks and US equity futures as traders in both digital asset and traditional markets awaited a speech by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell that's expected to address inflation policies. US 10-year Treasury yields declined to 0.68% and the dollar was steady in foreign exchange markets. Bitcoin's option market is foreseeing little price turbulence in the short term. Bitcoin's implied volatility on one-month options, which gauges markets' expectations for price gyrations over the four-week period, fell to 52% early Thursday, the lowest level since July 25th, according to data source Skew. Short-term price expectations have declined sharply from 70% to 52% over the past 2 weeks. The three-month gauge has pulled back from 80% to 68%, and the six-month has declined from 80% to 72%. CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that investors usually buy both calls, bullish bets, and puts, bearish bets, pushing implied volatility higher ahead of key events like Powell's inflation speech due later today, whose outcome is uncertain. Analysts expect Powell to signal tolerance for high inflation, a move that could weaken the US dollar and propel Bitcoin higher. However, with strong expectations already built in, the scope for disappointment is high. The dollar may surge if Powell's comments fall short of expectations. The event, therefore, has potential to trigger big moves in either direction. Even so, expectations for price volatility have declined, as noted earlier. That said, potential volatility in forex markets could feed into cryptocurrencies, as inverse correlation between Bitcoin and the dollar has strengthened over the past few weeks. The 60-day inverse correlation is now strongest in at least 16 months. Also, the implied volatility term structure remains steep, meaning the 6-month implied volatility is still hovering above the 3-month, which is greater than the 1-month metric. It indicates uncertainty is high. Dennis Vinokourov, head of research at the London-based institutional brokerage BQuant, told CoinDesk. CoinDesk reporters Brad Cowan and Nick Day covered Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech on inflation and the upcoming decade of monetary policy. You can check out their coverage on CoinDesk.com. Bitcoin is currently trading at $11,395, while Ether is trading at $387, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
Hey listeners, Crypto.com offers one of the most convenient ways to purchase your favorite tokens or cryptocurrencies. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways, with the normal 3.5% credit card fee waived for all crypto purchases. What's more, with Crypto.com's MCO Visa card, you can get up to 10% back on things like food and grocery shopping. When you buy gift cards with the Crypto.com app, you can get up to 20% back. So download the Crypto.com app today and enjoy these offers until the end of September.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. In this crisis, many investors aim to keep and grow their digital assets. Others seek to maximize the yield on their cash. Nexo allows you to achieve exactly these two goals. The company offers instant crypto credit lines against all major cryptocurrencies, with interest rates starting from only 5.9% APR. Nexo also lets you earn up to 10% annually on your fiat and digital assets. What's more, interest is paid out daily, and you can add or withdraw funds at any time. Get started at nexo.io.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has given the green light for the New York Stock Exchange to allow some companies to raise capital without the expense of an IPO. In a Wednesday order, the SEC approved the exchange to amend Chapter 1 of the listed company manual to allow firms to hold direct listings. The move means companies can now launch a direct listing on the NYSE as an alternate to the initial public offering, generally preferred by the SEC. The direct benefit means it would reduce costs associated with soliciting a bank to underwrite the transaction of an IPO. Previously, companies that have sold common equity securities in a private placement were allowed to list shares on the NYSE solely to allow shareholders to trade stock. The rule change widens the scope to allow companies to list shares in addition to or instead of facilitating shareholder sales. Firms will be allowed the new listing on a case-by-case basis and must meet certain thresholds, including being likely to sell $100 million in shares on the first day of trading on the NYSE. The so-called primary direct floor listing will also allow companies to avoid certain restrictions associated with IPOs, namely lockup periods that prevent insider trading. The changes come at a time when US crypto exchange Coinbase is said to be preparing to list on the US stock market sometime in early 2021, with preference given to a direct listing. On Wednesday, the SEC also announced changes to the rules for accredited investors, slightly expanding the pool of Americans who can invest in private securities.
And finally, the New Zealand Stock Exchange has halted trading for the third day in a row as a result of criminal cyber attacks. Today, Bloomberg News reports the NZX exchange has suffered connectivity issues leading to a series of outages that were the result of targeted disruption by bad actors from outside the country. The criminals are demanding Bitcoin in order to cease the distributed of denial of services, aka DDoS attacks, which flood the bandwidth of a particular system with traffic, rendering it slow and unusable. The exchange suffered outages during the last hour of trading on Tuesday and again over 3 hours on Wednesday. Today's outage has yet to be resolved, according to Bloomberg. According to another report by ZDNet, the attacks may be directed by a criminal cyber gang using monikers like Amada Collective and Fancy Bear that belong to more famous hacker groups. The attackers have been targeting the exchange's hosting service, Spark, demonstrating a level of sophistication by regularly changing the protocols involved. In recent weeks, the group has tried to extort Bitcoin from other well-known financial services, including PayPal, MoneyGram, Yes Bank India, Braintree, and Venmo.
And that's the news. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with your next news roundup on Friday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.